Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to run these cattle through the chute and deworm them. Then the fence needs fixing, and that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah. The cattle eat the Safeguard, and the Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worms, Cooperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. And one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone. See?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first. Then we'll see about the game. Healthy cattle perform better. Add Safeguard, add pounds. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer from Merck Animal Health today. Or visit SafeguardCattle.com. Consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Always read and follow label directions. Both hands on the wheel. 10 and 2.
Well, look for lean hog futures open higher this morning, supported by follow-through buying interest and constructive fundamentals. But on the other hand, the cattle complex should start out a bit lower thanks to residual selling interest and cash uncertainty. Now, the cash cattle trade should remain in slow motion today, with bids and asking prices remaining very poorly defined. Yet much may depend on the ability of the board to stabilize. Another big drop in futures could force feedlot sellers to consider sharply lower cash bids. Live and feeder futures should open lower this morning. Now, the hog buyer is expected to resume work today with another round of higher bids. Such stronger spending is pretty much a no-brainer given the combination of tightening and decent packer margins. The lean futures seem staged to open higher with the help of residual buying, short covering, and bullish fundamentals. Now, on the grains, weekend rain in the Midwest and forecast for more this week dampened buyer interest in the crop markets yesterday, with corn and soybeans settling lower. Spring wheat finished lower with after early contract highs, as weather maps favor some showers this week in the northern plains. The winter wheat markets were mixed, with soft red winter higher and hard red winter lower after setting one-year highs last week. The 6 to 10 day outlook's cool and wet for the Midwest, cool and dry for the northern plains. Again, the winter wheat was mixed, with spring wheat lower in light trading, that after last week's one-year highs. The advancing winter wheat harvest has produced a wide range of yields in the plains, while spring wheat's condition has dropped the previous 2 weeks. Hot, dry condition in parts of Europe have raised concerns for wheat there. Newly planted Australia wheat has encountered dry conditions. Corn's lower close put it at a 2-week low, with July under the 20-day moving average and just above the 100-day. The 7-day and 6 to 10 day outlooks favor widespread beneficial rain for the Midwest, with total amounts of 2 inches or more over much of Illinois. The lower close in soybeans kept them in the narrow range for the past week, with the latest pressure coming amid improved crop prospects as rain moves through the Midwest. We'll check all your futures in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, August live cattle was down 207 at 116.10. October down 165 at 113.70. August feeder cattle down 287, 145. September down 287 at 144.47. July hogs up 157 at 83.90. And the August up 235 at 81.47. On the grains, Kansas City hard red winter wheat. July was down a penny at 472.5. September was down 3/4 at 490.75. Chicago wheat, July was up 1.75 at 467. And September was up 1.5 at 483. July corn down 8.75 at 375.25. And September down 8.75 at 383.25. July soybeans down 1.25 at 937.75. August down 1.5 at 941.75. July cotton down 4, 71.35. October up 15, 70.51. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.